A question for you, Deepa. Are you familiar with those small plates of tasty food, tapas? I know the restaurant version never made them at home.
Oh, Scott, I loved discovering tapas in Spain. And you know how regionally the little plates of food changed dramatically based on where in the country I was. But I gotta say, I never really thought about creating tapas at home. It just seems like so much work.
Well, that is why Kathy Gunst exists in the world. She is, of course, here in our resident chef with her ideas and recipes. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you. Is that why I exist?
It is. We've declared.
Okay. I love what you just said, Deepa. It's so true. The food in Spain changes so much from region to region, as it does in this country. But when you go to a tapas bar, where you probably will be drinking sherry or white wine or red wine from the local region, you are served all these little plates, wonderful little dishes of anchovies and roasted peppers and jamon, excuse me, and a potato tortilla, which is like an omelet, all favorites.
I love all of that. So my question for you, Kathy, is are we going to launch into tapas American style, or are we going to do the what you described to me sounds quite a lot like what I was eating around Spain?
Yeah, and the three dishes that I have today are inspired by Spanish dishes. One thing that's really interesting, though, is that most Americans think tapas means small plates, but it actually refers more to a style of eating rather than specific dishes. And the word means to cover. And people say it began when small slices of meat or bread were served at bars as a way to keep bugs out of drinks. How's that for appetizing?
Oh, okay.
But here we go. We got appetizing. The first
Let's
dish
start
is,
with yours. Yeah, I'm sorry to step on you here. Chickpeas and leeks, is that number
yes.
one?
Yes. Yes. Chickpeas are very popular in Spanish cuisine. You'll see them in everything from paellas to topping soups. Here I saute leeks, and then we add crunchy chickpeas and lots of fresh herbs. Excuse me. And what I love about this dish is that you can serve it hot straight from the skillet, or you can serve it at room temperature, tossed with a nice Spanish olive oil and fresh lemon juice, and serve it more like a salad. So this is a beautiful little dish. It takes 10 minutes. It's not very complicated. So tapas doesn't have to be super involved. And each one of these dishes can be served on its own, or you'll see this makes a beautiful meal.
10 minutes. That's my kind of dish, Kathy.
There you go.
So then once you've got all this time to spare because you've just wowed people with this 10-minute chickpeas and leek dish, then you move on to patatas bravas, which is a potato dish. Tell us about that one.
So traditionally, patatas bravas are fried cubes of potato. They're served with a very garlicky aioli. I decided not to deep fry the potatoes. I toss them with olive oil, paprika, salt, and pepper, and roast them in a very hot oven until they're crispy on the outside, but very tender and buttery inside. And then the dipping sauce is made with homemade or store-bought mayonnaise, roasted garlic, and lemon juice.
All right, I have to pause you, Kathy, for a second just to kind of understand how you or we can think about doing this at home. If you have these small dishes, do you tend to serve them all together or one after the other?
Either way, this potato dish would be delicious with your roast chicken dinner on Tuesday night. The chickpeas and leeks goes with anything, but the chickpeas and leeks and the potatoes followed by what we're about to talk about, which are Spanish-inspired meatballs. This is a beautiful meal. You have a salad with leeks and chickpeas. You have this beautiful potato dish with the garlic aioli. And then these meatballs, in Spain, they're called albondigas. These can be made ahead. Yes, and they're a combination of ground pork and beef. They have onion, garlic, herbs, Spanish paprika, and chili flakes. You brown them, you serve them over a tomato sauce, and you serve it with warm, crusty bread to soak up all the juices. And these meatballs are irresistible.
Oh my gosh, they sound so good. I just have a clarifying, very quick question back on the potatoes. How high does the oven have to be to get the outside crispy and the inside nice and creamy?
I roast them at 400 degrees. Because you're going to toss them in olive oil, they're going to crisp right up. And then the inside is just beautiful.
We've been talking tapas recipes with here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst. All of her recipes live at hereandnow.org. Go over there. Kathy, thank you as always.
Thank you both.